Oh, yes, to Adriana and to the other PNB members.
Is that okay with everyone?
Why don't you know?
Should I wait until everybody's?
Yeah, maybe they'll answer it. Let's hope. Okay, Bill?
Okay, actually, I agree with a lot of what Adriana says. I'm trying not to blame people. I think the blame is totally, well, I'll just, you know, holding people accountable and people doing their job are completely real, and that is the big problem with the Pacific and National Board, and frankly, most of the board boards too. We should be making sure we're not in the financial mess that we're in. It's been accumulating. We've got $8 million in debt, Pacific as a whole. It's been accumulating over the years because we keep having deficits. The KPFT is turning around. KPFK is doing better. WPFW is better, not quite as good enough. WBAI, the New York station, still has big problems. They're still running really big deficits, even not counting the Empire State Building problems. So anyway, the national office, again, has been underfunded for years. I still think that's the major reason why we've had problems with audits for years. I'm not trying to blame people, reform me or whatever. They haven't had enough money. They haven't had enough people. They haven't had enough trained people, experienced people. You need senior accountants to do a lot of this work, not just somebody off the street that, you know, has had one course in bookkeeping or something like that. And it's complicated work. We have pension funding that's, we haven't paid any money to our collective pension funds for the retirement fund for over three years. Excuse me, there's two funds. There's a 403B that's fully funded, but the other so-called profit sharing plan, even though we haven't had a profit, has not been funded. We're facing potentially really big penalties from IRS if we don't get that paid really soon. We also have the debt that you all know about, the judgment for Empire State, plus the debt keeps building up every month because they haven't paid anything on the tower lease since, I believe, May. It was about $60,000 a month last year. It's about $65,000 a month this year. So you can see how that adds up. We're going to be close to probably $800,000 in debt by the end of this year, in addition to where we are right now. Just because of that, if we can't figure out how to change things. And, you know, I'll be frank, I was one of the people that voted against the loan because I don't think it's adequate. I really appreciate the people that have stepped forward. These are people who are friends of KPFK mostly. I think there's a couple of people from KPFT. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know most of the names who put together this loan for about $2 to $2.1 million. It's a short-term loan, 1 year max.
What's the interest?
It's some of this is changed. I believe it's 7.5% for the first 6 months and 8.75% for the next 6 months. It is not paid off by then. They made some of the terms better. They took out the 2.5% loan origination fee. They replaced it with another one that's 1.75% that goes to a broker. And they got rid of the $8,000 loan preparation fee. But it's still a lot of interest, and it's an awful lot. And so, especially that 1.75% for just a 1 year loan or less. But the plan is to pay it off with another loan, maybe 3 to 5 year loan at hopefully a lower interest rate, that's what they think, or hope, and for maybe $3 to $3.5 million. And I sent you all an email, I'm gonna send some more stuff tomorrow. That's not enough even to get through this year. That's the problem. And they're using the KPFK and PRA building, that's the same building in Los Angeles, as collateral for the short-term loan. They're talking about maybe using all the buildings as collateral for the bigger loan. So put all the buildings at risk. And I tell you, if I was a lender and trying to lend to somebody like Pacifica that has $8 million of debt, no cash flow to even pay our current obligations, awful credit, you know, I'd want to make sure that they have some things that are protecting me. And any other lender, I think, is going to do the same things. We haven't seen the terms of whatever loan they may get for this long-term loan, but they're probably going to be scary. And I'm afraid the PNB may feel that pushed into they have to approve it no matter what, because I know a lot of them are really afraid of bankruptcy. The bankruptcy issue, you know, right now we're going alone. That's what the PNB majority decided. But I think that we're going to be facing bankruptcy before the end of the year no matter what, whether they like it or not, because we're not going to be able to make those tower lease payments. And if our state's not going to be patient with us and just keep waiting, and even if we pay off all the judgment and get everything current up for right now and pay the pension funding, we still got close to another $800,000 more to go this year that we don't have any money to pay for the tower lease. And so that's one of the reasons. And plus, we may have penalties. We may have substantial penalties on the retirement funds that we haven't figured out. The good news, I think it's good news, is we do have a new IED. And Tom Livingston has started as the interim executive director and I replaced me. I supported that. And I think he's very well qualified. You can look him up online. It's LivingstonAssociates.net. Hold on a time. Okay.
Brenda?
I don't have a lot to say. Joseph, I think you'll do a great job as the staff rep on the P&B, so looking forward to your work. I, surprise, surprise, like Bill, voted for not to approve the loan. And I am likewise very, very, very convinced that we're going to be filing bankruptcy before the end of the year. So I did not vote to approve the loan, and I don't really have a whole lot to say. Oh, I would like to say this to the future PNB members. One of our board members voted not to approve the audit in this year, okay? If we do not get the audits done according to the Attorney General's direction, we will lose our nonprofit status and will have no way of raising money to support the foundation. So I would like to encourage the 2018 PNB delegates to vote to approve an audit. If we hire someone, pay them, approve the audit so we can comply with the request from the Attorney General so we don't risk losing our nonprofit status. I would say a smart vote would be to approve the audit of the people that we hired to do it, and then if you have concerns about that audit, revisit the audit. But please encourage all of our PNB members on the national board to vote to support the audit.
Point of information.
On the board.
Question later.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that? Are you ready?
Well, first off, thank you for electing me to this arduous, unthankful task that I agreed to do. I found in just 2 meetings and 9 hours of work, because those of you on the public session, you only get to hear an hour and a half or two, but we stay on the phone for about 4 in private. So collectively, I think I've done about 18 hours so far in just 2.5 meetings. But what I want to say most importantly is that I'm not going to vote for anything if it's going to be one of these kangaroo processes that I'm sure that why this member didn't vote for that. These folks, whether it's Bill or any of the rest of them, or the two factions together that split now, they create kangaroo experiences, lock every other member out that you vote to represent you, and then bring it to us and say, vote, vote for it, and you're a dog if you don't. Well, call me what you will, but until you do what they did this last meeting, show me a contract inside of the meeting, not 3 hours before the meeting, not 2 days before the meeting, not a week before the meeting. If that kind of stuff is going down, you can rest assured I ain't going for it. Ain't voting for it, ain't voting against it. In fact, if Adriana and I had voted against this loan, it would have failed. I took the position that since I was a newbie, since I didn't do all the legwork on it, I like to respect folk who do a lot of legwork. I heard the plea from Grace Ahrens and her cohorts that they'd done all this. Her husband was going to be going to the hospital the next day. He wouldn't be able to work on it anymore. He was going to have some heart surgery. And so I said, listen, I am going to abstain and allow those who've been here to do this thing. In my heart of hearts, for me, it's like the bridge she's talking about. But we live here in a soup bowl where, you know, 288, when it's raining and raining and raining, and you may not see the water down there. So you're building the bridge. Yeah, you got a bridge today with 7.5 and all that. But the problem is, at some point, you got to come down off that bridge. And that water's down there waiting on you, bankruptcy or raising money or whatever. See, I don't I want to assure y'all who has concerns about me in bankruptcy. I am a farther away from bankruptcy and supporting it than I was before I ran for this position. Some of you might be happy with that. But the reality is that the only option is to raise ourselves, raise funding out of it. If you can't bankruptcy yourself out of it, if you can't beg yourself out of it, meaning on the radios, you've got to have somebody who's got the capacity on the PNB to go out here to Hollywood, New York, and all, wherever we are, and get folk to put the $1 million up. Now, having said that, my concern is this. There are factions everywhere we go. And it would be unrealistic for me to tell you that there's not two factions on the PNB. But the good news is they've been broken up. So now there is a third cartel, kind of like the Knesset in Israel. Well, now it's going to take multiplicity to get something done, not just this cabal that Crozier and Grace Aarons had. That's split now. So it's good news. But in the end, the bottom line is that we're going to have to find some type of synergy, some type of agreement, so that we can create a face to the public that we're trying to get our act together. Now, in the balance of my minutes, I want to point out that I've definitely got a problem with this proposed contract. And this is all in the public domain. And I'm only referring to what's in the public domain, save Pacifica Radio and all the other blogs. They're reporting that Mr. What's his name?
Livingston.
He gets the contract for the IED. Plus, he gets the contract to choose the next PD, the next ED. I consider that a conflict of interest. I consider that you being able to pick the general managers now in the next 6 months. No. You're going to be able to pick the ED in the next 6 months. That's too much power to give one person.
No.
You can say no, but if this person gets this contract, what his job is charged to do is to give us, the PNB, some names. Now, because we paid them all this money to do that, it would be foolish for us not to take these names. We paid them to do it. So why would we pay them all this money in 6 months, get his name, and then use our own names, of which we don't have the professional capacity to look through them like that? So this is some bull. And I'm going to report the truth to you. Some of you don't like me, but you ought to like the truth. And the truth of the matter is that whether it's him, her, or me, the bottom line is that if we don't get this thing together to the extent that some of us know how to raise money nationally, bankruptcy is the only option.
Thank you. Joseph, did you need to speak tonight?
Well, I'm not actually on TV yet.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Yes.
Can I recognize, is this a question?
No. Okay, can we just set a time limit per questions?
Really,
are there other questions?
Yeah, I have,
but
it's really important.
Okay, so let's just do 1, 2, 3, 4. Rick?
Okay, well, I've been hearing people saying that the way KPFB will be able to pay off all these debts is selling the real property. So I'm asking all the board members, do you think that that will mean that they'll sell 419 Lubbock?
Mm-hmm. Can we have 30 seconds to answer this?
I don't know the answer.
Does anyone know the answer?
Well, we've listed the national office. It's being, when the other part of that building is used for storage. It came in as an appraisal of $770,000, and we've got an offer for, I think, $1.2 million. So that's a possibility. We'll probably be talking about that in a meeting tomorrow if we have time, or next week. But, you know, the other buildings, I don't think it's going to bring in enough money. We got $8 million in debt, and, you know, we can pay off part of it. But you can't just operate out of a tent somewhere. You know, you move. I think KPFT is a good idea to move, because especially if we can get more than it's appraised for. You know, the fire sale type thing, it would work. But if we take our time, list it, maybe get some money. But we need to find another less expensive place that actually has better facilities and centrally located parking.
I'm worried about this running on forever, so I'm going to limit answers to 30 seconds.
But I don't think it's an answer to the problem.
Did you want to answer that question, Andrea?
Yes. I think that KPFT should change the property to a better one, to accommodate inflation, but not to pay the national debt. But the reality is, like he said, you know, transparency is the point that is not being said here. When they give us, we don't know who gave us that estimation, I mean the property in the Nakapon that he's talking in Berkeley, 710 or 700,000. And the first offer that we have is 1.3. That shows you what we are saying. The things are being run in a way that we don't know. Money raised, somebody talk about here, no, I'm sorry, but somebody talk about here the money for the audit and pay the audit. I want to know, I don't have an answer yet. What happened is the $270,000 that were raised just for audit.
Yes.
That money disappeared. Where the heck is?
Okay,
we
your
don't
audit,
see the
where's your audit?
Stop, we're out of time.
Where's your audit?
Rhonda, did you want to, Rhonda, look at me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you want to respond to Rick?
No, I'm good.
Did you want to respond to Rick? 30 seconds.
Rick, I think honestly none of us know the question to that because there's 22 people who will have to make that determination. If we get half of them to agree, a number of things could happen, of which all of the bundles of all of the properties bundled up and sold out. It's no problem for radio stations. 99% of radio stations across this country rent their facilities. Not very many radio stations own buildings. So that's not out of the ordinary. But what is out of the ordinary is that if you really want to spend 3 or 4 hours on Saturday, you ought to call a special meeting for us PNB members to interact with you and give you this information rather than talking about spending it with a manager who's going to tell you the same thing on the paper.
Thank
you really want to spend some extra
Adrian.
Time. That was a special meeting.
My point of information really is a point of information. It's not a question.
Okay.
It's that I, from what Rhonda was saying, and it made me think, I don't think PK can be treasurer and be on the audit committee, and I think that she's on the audit. She's on. Is that
well? I would like to move to that part of our agenda, but
and
we
wanna,
continue
to
stay
like
to in
the
PNB reports. I would like to move on to that conversation.
I want to answer.
Are there other questions? Yes, but we have to get there.
I'm in line for the question.
Jerry.
My question
or
is,
Joseph, did you want to ask? He
yeah.
was three.
I found out what's wrong with the foundation. You know, apparently under the requirements for LSBs, we have to use good business judgment. That's not in the requirement for the PNB. apart from that, I think, you know, there's this faction thing that we talk about, and Rhonda makes the point of, you know, we need to be signing an audit. Dwayne makes the point that I don't want to sign anything that I haven't seen. Well, I agree that I don't want to
What's
sign anything.
What's your question, Joseph?
Well, my question is that I don't think that, let me just finish.
No, what's your question? Come on.
I don't have a question.
Okay.
I was just going
to
say something.
We can come back to you.
Okay.
Jerry?
Sure.
My question, I wanted to go back to this Livingston and Associates, you know, which I guess is like an executive search firm from what I know.
What's your question?
Well, yes, but I wanted to know. So this guy is being paid to be the interim executive director, and he will also be paid a sort of... I'm asking, is this guy being paid to be director? Two, is he going to then get a fee for essentially recommending...
He's a headhunter.
Yeah, a headhunter style, some other people. So he basically is just doing, is he just doing this to just get sale of, you know, of the ability to be paid to recommend names?
Okay, who would like to answer this?
Okay, I'm not on the personnel committee. I didn't come up with him. But his firm, if you go to LivingstonAssociates.net, you can Google him. I think that's what it is. And, you know, he can tell more about what he does. He has a small firm, and he's done this before. He's also been a GM of radio stations before. He's very experienced. And they specialize, when he's not doing an interim GM or ED type thing, they specialize in searching for managers for public radio and TV stations. And so that's kind of what they do. And he doesn't want to take the job permanently, so I don't see it's a conflict.
Anyone else, Adriana?
Yes.
You have 30 seconds.
I need a correction. When they said everybody put their hands when we talk about 7.5%, I want to remind everybody that the entire state, in the meantime that we don't pay, are charging 9%, right? I mean, we are not acquiring new debt, that's first. And according to the search, I agree. I mean, that is the problem with Pacific again. Transparency, nobody knew. We have executive committees that decide things. B was against giving at the PNB a background check. We
that's
need to vote
time.
Like that.
Oh, Rhonda, stay in order. Rhonda, it's your time to speak.
Okay. You guys, we have a PNB personnel committee, okay? We elected those people, okay? And they did a search.
No.
Let her speak, Adriana. Let her speak.
Okay. If I am misspeaking, I am not doing it on purpose, okay? I participated in the beginning of the personnel committee meetings. It was mostly Mesquila Washington and from WPFW and Jan Goodman from California. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's time. Dwayne, did you
I made it very clear to the PNB, and you can't answer these questions in 30 minutes, so I'm going to call a conference call. For those of you who want the Dennis, you want the Skinnies, it ain't going to take more than 30 seconds to get to. But the reality is that this was a kangaroo effort to get this man in so he can reshape this foundation. And I'm going to do everything I can to expose it. The train is out of track with his six-month contract. I admitted that. I conceded that. But with respect to him having the PD charge, having the contract to choose our PD, that train ain't getting out because that's something that we're charged to do ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Is there another question, Joseph?
We make recommendations.
Yes.
We're
going to
need.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'm sorry.
Joseph, did you have another question?
Well, all I wanted to say was that we do need the transparency because if we're going to have.
Is this a question?
No, never mind.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but.
No, we are moving on. We are moving on. Thank you for the Pacifica National Board report. You had time to speak. We're moving to the committee report.
The first committee?
Come in order, everyone.
Were you on the committee?
Come in order. Rhonda and Adriana, look at me and stop talking to each other. We're moving on to Pacifica National Board Committee reports. The first thing we need to do is decide who is on these committees. This is the process that I suggest. I made a poster with all the committees. I'd like to find out who wants to be on them and write names up. My understanding is two of us can be on each committee. So if there are more than two, then we will have a vote.
No, we
is
not
that
directors,
okay?
Not directors.
Point of
okay.
Request for information?
Yes, Rhonda.
So did we resolve the issue with PK being the treasurer
we're
and
about
on
to.
The audit?
Okay. We're about to.
And I'm asking
so,
if I'm interested in being
okay.
on the audit.
No directors.
No directors.
Okay.
The BNB's
and PK cannot be on the audit committee.
No.
Okay, let's start with audit. Raise your hand if you would like to be on the PNB Audit Committee. I see Rhonda. Elaine. Adrian. What, Rhonda?
I'll withdraw.
Okay.
I'll withdraw.
Is there anyone else?
Both of these ladies.
Okay, great. Congratulations, you're on our PNB Audit
Request
Committee.
For information. I can't see that far. Can you read the names of all the committees?
Where can I do it as we go? It's on the agenda.
No, because I want to know which ones I'm going to run
it's
for.
It's on the agenda, Ted, under PNB committees.
Because I'm trying to type the minutes.
Ted, did you want to be on audit?
That's the first part.
Okay. Next is inclusion. Raise your hand if you'd like to be on inclusion. PNB inclusion. I see Anissa.
No competition.
We need three LSP members.
We need three on this one?
This is actually a local committee.
It's a committee of inclusion.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to be on the committee of inclusion? I see PK. Is there anyone else?
Three LSPs.
Rita. We'll come back to that one.
Cleve. Maybe
Cleve.
Okay. Development. Raise your hand if you'd like to be on the PNB Development Committee.
But we have a
community.
I don't know. I've got it
all. It's actually a task force. It's unlimited.
It hasn't
been active the last 2 or 3 years.
So I can cross this one off.
It would be nice if it was active. It would be great if we could get people work on it.
Can I cross this off?
Yes.
Great. Elections, PNB Elections Committee. I see Bob. I see Rick.
Point of information, can we have, I'm sorry, I don't know what the Elections Committee does precisely.
Can I tell them?
A lot.
Can you tell them in 30 seconds?
It's charged with primarily organizing our national election and choosing or submitting a name to run the election. That's the most critical position and specific to this year.
We know what happened last year.
Yes, we do.
We don't need to debate it. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the PNB Elections Committee?
Maybe Elaine or
Adrian.
Rita.
Fairness.
Rita.
Is this one where we only get two?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll vote on that. Anybody else?
What's the name?
Bob, Rick, Rita.
Governance. Ted? Anyone else?
PK?
No. PK, can people stop calling out other people's names? If you want to be on a committee, you raise your hands.
We can nominate. Yeah. We don't have to accept.
Well, if people want to be on them, they're going to say they're
not necessarily.
Anybody else for governance?
Is this a national committee?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go for that.
Okay, great. Gave away time. Programming. Anybody on programming?
Okay. No.
Anisha? Cliff?
No, let the programmers program.
Anybody else?
Cliff, are you running?
National programming.
Yeah, we don't have a local program.
You need to go to New York.
Cliff?
You
need to be on the phone, right?
What?
Do you want to be on the national programming committee?
You need to be on the phone.
Oh,
Cliff.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You understand the telephone
Let's
meetings,
not
right?
question people when they say they want
to
be on a committee.
I have to be one.
Affiliates Task Force.
Well, you're
is this one I have to do for members?
Task Force is we can put those, I mean, doesn't have any limit.
So it doesn't matter? Right.
Wait, yeah.
Okay, okay.
We take the name.
Yeah. Just no it's my first time doing this. Right. Who wants to be on the Affiliates Task Force? Can someone speak to this and tell us what it
Nancy
is
does.
30 seconds?
Well, the affiliates is a task force that we have a coordinator that is Ursula Gutenberg, and we supposedly deal with the affiliates. We talk to the affiliates are part of this. It's a bunch of things that have to do with it. And I think that it's very important. Pacific Icon Modern Standard Affiliates.
Okay. We're over here right now, everybody.
Can we nominate somebody who's not here for that?
You, everybody that wants is a task group. It means that everybody doesn't need to be two.
Who wants to be on it?
I do.
Nancy?
Teresa Allen.
As a member of the Affiliates Task Force last year, let me tell you, I had one meeting by phone, and that was the only time we met.
Except.
Do you want to do it again?
Sure.
Great. Anybody else? Jerry, did you have something you wanted to put up?
I was going to suggest Teresa Allen, since she likes it. She does it all the time. But
let her speak for herself,
but she
please.
Okay. Stay in order over there, Nancy. Okay, Archives Tax Force.
It's the same thing, okay? Please.
Who wants to be on archives? Nancy, thank you.
It's very, please, let's be people. We need now people in the archives.
Susie, you want to be on inclusion?
And we are trying to give it away till I put it in the lawsuit. Yes.
Okay, Adrian. Anyone else on archives?
Yeah.
Rick.
One of y'all needs a chair.
Woo-hoo. Anybody else? Do I have to vote here or is this unlimited?
No, it's
okay.
Unlimited.
Am I missing any?
Let's see. The standing committees are coordinated, governance, technology committee that was never,
it's
programming, finance that have nothing to do with us.
Coordinating, is that what you said? Is that something we have?
Yeah, but that's not.
Well, that's
okay,
that
doesn't
have to do with us.
Development, if you want to, if you find some people on it.
Finance,
it's okay. Just like archives, it's a bad for last year, too.
Okay. Does someone want to be on development?
Well, development is not an standing committee.
It's not on the same thing with personnel. Okay.
In order to put it at PNB, we need to put it there and give them something to do.
Okay. So it looks to me like, I'm just going to summarize. Audit, we have Elaine and Adrian. Inclusion, we have Anissa, PK, and Susie. Elections and governance, we need to vote. Programming, we have Anissa and Cliff. Affiliate task force, we have Nancy and Anissa. Archives, we have Nancy, Adrian, and Rick. So for elections, we have Bob, Rick, and Rita. Are we okay just voting?
I'll withdraw my name on elections.
Oh, thanks. We're like time-saving superstars tonight. Okay, governance. We have Ted, PK, and Cliff. Are we okay with just voting?
Yes.
Cliff, are you running for the governance committee?
Oh,
is
it? Well,
all over. I don't think so.
Stop on the phone.
Wait, I'm losing track. What's going on?
He needs to tell you.
Cliff, what do you want to say?
I want to say what I should say. Should I have good enough sympathy? And I'm going to pass.
You want to take your name off this one?
I should, but I am.
But you're not. Okay. No. Okay.
But you are in programming, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in programming.
Because Ken, PK, and you are running for governance. Only two of you can serve.
He maintained both.
Okay. I have someone asking me to remind everyone that it's important to show up to these meetings because
you're going
to
have an election between you and PK and Ted.
In a committee, you
I have the
respect the chair.
I have the floor right now, everyone. Ted, PK, and Cliff, are you all still wanting to be on the PNB Governance Committee?
I do.
Ted?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, so can we go straight to a vote?
Yeah.
Everyone? Okay, we're supposed to do it.
Oh, STV.
STV.
Oh, no.
I can do
it
if you want.
Get somebody drop out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I hand it over to you?
It's an STV vote. There's just one.
I know what that's.
I knew we didn't want to drop.
So,
just like Oakland, California, man.
So, Cliff, are you dropping out, or are you
I'm
saying?
Dropping out.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
We're
done. So, before we do the next thing.
And on behalf of all of us, I apologize, Casey. We'll do better. We're going to do better.
Okay, everyone. We're at 9:45, so this is when I have to do my thing to see if we want to have another meeting. And so the process, take a deep breath. The process is we whip around and you say yes or no if you're available next Wednesday at 7. That's not your vote. That's just your availability. And then we're all going to vote whether we're going to meet again next week or not. We're just going to do this fast, people. It's going to take 3 minutes. Are you available?
No.
No.
I don't think so. This is too much.
No, this should not be in the three absence rule.
Dwayne.
I knew what it was for.
It's to continue this meeting. It's an adjourned meeting for the rest of this agenda. I have to ask this according to the standing rule. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
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 No.
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 Yes.
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 So now we vote, knowing who's available and who's not, whether we're going to have a meeting next week. All those in favor of continuing this agenda and meeting next week. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I am opposed. So it fails. We will meet in February. My question for our agenda is whether we need the PNB committee reports tonight or whether we should wait till next month to do our committee reports. Is there a feeling one way or the other?
I think we're
committee report.
Pushing people too hard.
The committee report?
Can you stop? My question is whether we need these committee reports or whether they've even met to have, are these, does anyone on these committees want to make a report?
You said P&B, I'm confused. You mean LSD?
No, I mean P&B. I'm still on P&B committee reports.
Madam Chair, only the audit committee is the only one that meets yesterday.
Right. Okay, so.
Elaine and PK.
Elaine, PK, do you want to take 5 minutes together and make a report?
Go ahead for the, I've got part of the first. You start and I'll.
I wasn't on the call.
Oh, you were?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the
how much
30 seconds.
Oh, great.
No, she don't mean she needs 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. While she's doing that, can I say the next thing? So the interim general manager's report, we have it in our folders. It's green. Wendy was supposed to come and present it at our original meeting. She's not here. So what I'm suggesting, we've already passed a motion about this, but I put post-its on the table, and I thought if you have questions for Larry Winters, you could write questions down, stick them in your red folder, and I'll send an email on our behalf to ask him the questions we would have asked if you were here. Is that okay with everyone?
What's your membership?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Look, Larry is doing what he's told. To the best of his ability, he's going to do what he's told. That's his job.
Okay.
You keep pushing him. Like he's some kind of lamb. You're a fool. Keep doing that.
What I'm
he's going to blow something sky high. He ain't stupid.
I'm just trying to collect questions for him because he's not here. So just in his absence, if you have questions, you can put them in the folder. If you don't, great.
Ask him how much membership we have now.
PK?
I don't know.
The audit committee met, and I was not on the meeting more than an hour before. I had forgotten to charge my phone, and it was dead. I'm thankful, though, I will tell you that for the first time we used Maestro, even though everybody didn't use it in the way that it should go, that you knew who was on the phone, that people could raise their hand, that they could text. It was wonderful if everybody would take advantage of it. We know that Bob Mark resigned, so he was the chair, and the chair now is Eileen Rosen, who I think is from and I think she did pretty good handling the meeting. The problem we have is that the auditor now is waiting for a new hire, and we've been told that the audit didn't get an extension. But that we may get an extension because the person that they're hiring to complete the audit can't get there until March. And so our biggest problem is that it was due February 14th. So we're going to go for it, and we're going to have another meeting next week before the 14th so that we can stay on top of it. This thing about not wanting to do an audit or wanting to do an audit, I think is kind of moot. We know we want to do an audit. We just want to do an audit fairly. We want to do an audit with transparency. I understand that the CFO is nervous about, you know, us doing what we need to do, but I don't think we work from fear in order to be able to do our business. And that doing it right the first time saves us from people being upset later on in the process. And I can see that it's happening in some ways because I felt that the auditor that we got, the first auditor that we got kind of by manipulation. I think that who's on the audit committee has a chance to really keep it transparent and for us to be direct. I am hoping that with our commitment to doing the audit, with our commitment to getting ourselves and handling the pension fund, which is one of the biggest problems right now, that we can stay ahead of what will happen in the future. So that's my report.
Yes.
Can I ask
a
question? Next week, the meeting is going to be about what?
We're not meeting next week.
We are not meeting.
We're going not to
have it. Madam Chair, may I ask a question? Okay.
Sure.
Because I don't know if I understood correctly. We, in a strange way, totally manipulated, elect an audit company that is not able because they don't have enough people to do our audit, and we are paying them. And the money that was there for that disappeared. Nobody think that that is strange? Can you see why I was coming here and saying that is a problem that we have with audit?
Well, when
we select somebody that doesn't have even the personal?
What she's asking, I don't have the full answers to right now. And that is kind of the biggest problem and the biggest concern.
Have they already been paid?
Well, we
have 10 minutes left, and we have some other stuff I need to get done in this meeting. Can we talk about our LSV meeting committees really quickly?
But I'd like to make out a 1 minute announcement, please.
Okay, at the end. So the standing committees, it's a new year, and so we're supposed to have new conveners and chairs. I've kind of contacted people to get these committees started already. The Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee is being chaired. We met in December and voted on a chair for Stephanie Thomas. She's temporary. They're going to meet again in February and decide who their permanent chair is, if there is one. Budget and Financial Oversight, I assume the convener will now be PK as treasurer.
Yes.
Facilities Management and Planning, Robert. Bob, you said you would keep working on that, convene it. Do you have a meeting scheduled?
No.
Okay. Joseph, Governance, that's meeting next week?
I was wanting to meet this week, but this meeting.
Right.
I was wondering, should we wait till after the February meeting to get more people want to attend, or should we wait before February?
Miss December and January, the whole 2 months, nothing.
You're supposed to meet monthly.
Okay, well, let's go meet them next week then.
Okay.
When are you? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, what, at the station? Y'all come to Governance. It's good.
Dwayne stepped out. He's going to convene the management selection. Or Ted, you did that?
No, he's doing it, and it's meeting here next Monday at 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you. Nancy's outreach, you're meeting February 6th?
First Tuesday at 6 p.m. And the next event is going to be the Chinese New Year. They call Lunar New Year. And I called them today, and I called Larry, and I asked, please, can we do some announcements? And they're going to give us a free table. We won't have to pay $150. And I didn't get any response back from him. And I also added in that message that last year they gave us a free table, and I told them, honestly, I don't know if this manager's going to let us have an announcement or not. And they said, well, we'll hope for it. If not, maybe the next time. They were really nice to give us a table last year, and we didn't do anything, nothing. That magic didn't do a single thing. So I'm getting a little bit irritated. I hope I get a message returned from our present manager. It's 12,000 people last year, and it's not all Asian. If you don't want to see a lot of Asians, there's going to be a lot of mixture of people. Concerts from morning till night. It's free admission, free parking.
Where is it?
In Sharpstown.
And the date again?
Chinese Community Center. And this is really good. I mean,
when's the date again?
February 17th.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information. When the committees meet here, do they also pay $70 an hour to meet here?
No, we meet at the station.
Okay. Ted said here.
Yes.
Let me reiterate. Dwayne called the meet. There was a dispute over who's chairing this committee. He's the convener of it. I backed off. And he said he did not want to meet at the station because
who's
of the...
Who's paying for it?
He is.
Okay.
Although he said he will pass the hat to see if he can get others to
check. The Learning Center will charge $20 an hour as opposed to
$70. Okay,
maybe
you can tell Dwayne.
This room is more expensive. Yeah. It's by the size of the room. Other rooms are less expensive than this one.
Okay.
Let me say one more thing about that committee, and that is management selection and review is only open to board members, not the meeting itself, but actual participation as voting members of that committee. You all are encouraged to come so we can not kick the can down the road, but resolve this issue of who is the manager of KPFT.
Thank you. Matthew Moore is going to convene the technology committee. I don't know when the meeting's going to be, Ben Perito was elected chair of the development committee. They're meeting after outreach on February 6th.
All chairs who are elected by committees have to be ratified by this body. It's not just the committee decision. Committee decisions have to be ratified by the board. It should be a rubber stamp in most of these cases, but they have to be ratified.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like the gentleman to cite that in our bylaws, because I've operated as chair, and I've seen other previous chairs operate under the assumption that it is the discretion of the members of that committee to decide who they want to be their chair. I've never known it to be authorized or approved after the fact.
Well, are there any objections to the chairs that have been elected so far? It's Nancy and Ben.
No.
Okay. Just so everyone's comfortable with this, can I say something?
Okay.
One of my goals is to make the committee report process efficient in these meetings and make sure that we're able to ask them questions instead of just listening to kind of strange conversations about what happened in the meeting or not. And so I'm asking all the committee chairs to submit written reports to us before the meeting, so we see the report already and we can use the report time to ask them questions instead of just hearing from the meeting. So just so you know, that's something I'm expecting of committee chairs, and that's something I'm going to hold them to in future meetings. Bill, did you have something?
Well, I was just going to say you about the announcement?
No. I was just going to keep going real quick.
Well, I was going to say, the outreach and development committees, they really need to redo the elections, because they didn't have, if you're going to be holding elections for that, they didn't have proper notice, and it was the same day as a P&B meeting, so several folks couldn't attend, and so they probably need to redo that next month. For the outreach and development committees.
I was at both meetings, and they followed the bylaws and standing.
You're supposed to have 7 days notice.
Because he went there. That plan.
I mean, it's. I want to clarify that.
Okay. Community Advisory Board, Marianne's not here. Town Hall Meeting Committee, Ted, do I still need to keep that on the agenda? Yes, right? Okay. So it's 9:58. We just haven't gotten to our new business. We have these three motions that will be moved on to the next agenda, as far as I understand. Adriana?
May I suggest that you contact the... We have a problem with CAP, Community Advisory Board. Our bylaws are clear. The CPB is clear about the issue, and it's an obligation to have it. But that committee needs to come. We don't know.
I have invited her, and I told her to submit written reports to us every month, and then to come for committee reports.
And whatever they have. Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
On a basis.
Yes.
They need to be sure that they are meeting.
It's been my experience that the apt and able and committed previous chair and current chair was not given proper acknowledgement when she did come to make reports. So she got a bit frustrated, but I think under new management, you'll probably be able to handle that better.
I have one more thing before we adjourn. I need help with the PSAs every month. It's a 2-hour drive for me to come and do a PSA. And so I was hoping that we could take turns going in and doing the PSAs for the meeting. I'm sorry I didn't hand this out at the beginning of the meeting, but I have this sign up. So especially if anyone's willing to do the February PSA, Bob and Don did all the work for these three meetings that we scheduled and rescheduled, and so I need to take it off of their plates and have someone help. So,
question.
Yes.
Why is it necessary to have a different when we meet every same time all the time? Why is it necessary? Why can't we just rerun the same one?
Good question.
No.
Okay.
The
only reason we made a special one.
You don't have to put a date. You say the second Wednesday of the month. It changed to KPFTS.
This is not the second Wednesday.
Do we have a generic one already?
No.
We can create one. And when you have a special one, you just refer them to KPFTS.
I think Don took the date of the one I made now.
Okay.
It would be nice if we can check.
Tell the date and the place.
Different voices,
I agree with different voices, but I'm suggesting you don't have to do that every month.
Every month.
If you're doing the same
you can have one in the
day, the same day of the week, every month, you don't have to have a different voice if you're doing that thing every month.
Okay. I'll figure it out. Never mind. Bill has an announcement.
Okay, the announcement I want to make is Tom Livingston, our new IT, is going to be in Houston next week. And I asked him if he could, you know, could meet with the LSB and other people either Tuesday evening or Wednesday evening. Those are the two evenings. No, he said either one. So do you have a preference? Anybody would like to do that?
What time?
It's going to be in the evening. I said most of you probably would be better in the evening.
Tuesday. Wednesday's governance.
Wednesday.
I'm just, how many, you know, raise your hand.
Okay, how many you want Tuesday?
After 7:15.
No, I'm in bed by 10.
How many want Wednesday?
A lot of here.
Did you get your information?
So Tuesday station? Looks like better?
No, Wednesday.
A lot of people are here, but.
Wednesday.
He's got to be here both days, Big Bill?
Wednesday. I'm doing this for you.
I couldn't see
Tuesday,
some of the hands
raise your
there,
hand.
So.
Who prefers Wednesday? Raise your hand. Is there a motion to adjourn or do we just adjourn? Is there a second? Are there objections? Great. Have a great night.
He's okay now.
I didn't count.